We're talking with Bob Redding. Bob, yes. Representing pecans up on Capitol Hill in our nation's capital. Bob, you obviously have been working on several things, maybe right at kind of the top of the list right now. There are a couple of things. One is this market facilitation program that we've basically seen success for pecans in getting included in this second round.
Yes. The first round, pecan participated by a small purchase program and also some export money in addition to our MAP money, which is fine, but growers really didn't feel like they were participating. And this last time, the National Pecan Federation, for round two of the trade mitigation, we asked for market facilitation program money and qualified for $146 an acre. And we've had a lot of trade issues because of the tariffs, but this will be very helpful to growers. And I'm proud to say today is the first day, my understanding, that USDA will start distributing checks.
Now, that's a pretty significant dollar amount per acre, right?
Yes. Yes, it'll be very helpful to help offset some of our trade issues and the impact we've had on our prices, as you know, been in the tank for some time.
Right. Let's talk about trade. You kind of went down through a laundry yes. list of some key trade negotiations and dealings that we're trying to deal with right now throughout agriculture, including the pecan industry.
Yes. We believe the USMCA will come up this fall. Once Speaker Pelosi decides to call the bill up, should have the support to pass, and as well as the Senate. Japan also, we're very positive about that moving forward. The administration has been encouraging about discussions with Japan. China, as you know, is still a problem and is key for pecan. From our perspective, we are also looking at India. India has a 35% tariff rate on pecan, not on other tree nuts of that we compete with. So that will be an important piece for us in future discussions on India. We have a lot of support on India from the Texas senators who are in key positions with Senator Cornyn, who's chairman of the India Caucus, and also of the Trade Subcommittee on the Senate Finance Committee. Other senators in various states have also been helpful.
Right. You talked a good bit about the Ag Disaster Program and the fact that there's been challenges in trying to get the help that some of the pecan growers have needed, especially in the Southeast, but also in other parts of the country, too.
Yes, it's very complicated. It took too long. I guess the hurricane was last October. Mm-hmm. We've had other disasters since, floods and fire and smoke. But here we are. It's law. The president signed it, and USDA is implementing. We should see WIP production loss and WIP tree loss activity in the coming months, as well as block grant monies to states. So these next few months are key. We do believe we're in a very good place. And I want to clarify something here. Despite it being slow, the USDA team has been great about working with us on some very complex issues relative to yields and other items, crop insurance. And we have a long way to go, but we believe we're working with a good team.
For a producer that has been harmed by some of these natural disasters, who do they turn to? Where they really need to try to go to access some of these potential dollars?
Yes, I think the first stop, of course, will be the Farm Service Agency County Office, but also working with your crop insurance agent. And in addition, for those states that were harmed the most and were had the declarations for the disaster, I would certainly look to the State Departments of Agriculture as this moves forward, because the block grant will allow State Departments of Ag to have programs too.
You kind of in the category of things that need to be worked on, some educational type things. You talked about some of the, I guess, after the 2018 farm law, and kind of trying to follow up on some of the things that maybe our bureaucrats in Washington don't quite have a full grasp on.
Well, pecan is not a program commodity. And many of our growers have never been in a FSA office. So all of a sudden, we're finding out a lot of issues have kind of risen to the top. And some of the issues relative to yields and yield data. Our tree loss crop insurance program needs work. It does not work, unlike our production insurance, which does. And there are a host of other items that we've got to work on. And we've got to get back to focusing on India and getting these tariffs down.
You alluded to the fact that there's a lack of understanding of the native.
Yes.
side of the pecan industry. Obviously, we have our approved varieties, but there are a lot of acres of natives, especially in Oklahoma and Texas.
Yes. Well, the improved varieties have been the dominant, as far as our regulators are concerned, a dominant pecan. With regard to the natives, that's a big issue, even with what we're seeing today with the market facilitation program and how many trees are there to an acre. And it's a very different crop than our improved varieties. And that's something we've got to do a better job in the pecan industry of educating our regulators and our federal government partners about what we grow and our processes.
You know, as you look at, you've had a substantial career in D.C. You've represented a lot of folks within agriculture. This is fairly new for you as far as representing the pecan industry. What's the upside for pecan producers as they try to, have a voice in D.C. for really the first time?
Well, they've got a lot of issues because they've never had a lot of issues addressed. They have been, not a program commodity, not a Title I commodity. They've been doing it on their own, so to speak. But they're growing. There's a lot of energy. Participating in the political process is key. We've got a new political action committee, and there's a learning curve here, and we're working on it. And so we're excited about that. But I will tell you, and I've mentioned this to others, along with the energy, we're seeing a lot of youth here. And unlike what we hear is the agricultural demographics so often, at a lot of these meetings, we see a lot of young growers, and that's encouraging.
Right.